This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, he's one of eight WHL draft prospects to receive an A rating from NHL Central Scouting. Portland Winterhawk forward Paul Bittner will be our guest in moments. Well, Curtis Lazar recently made his return to Edmonton. The 19-year-old, three-year member of the Oil Kings, now sporting the NHL's Ottawa Senators colors. We'll have more with him. And the Mofficials, well, they're doing their part again this year to raise awareness to men's health. Team captain Justin Hall will talk about their ongoing fundraising efforts. Well, NHL Central Scouting has come out with its preliminary November players to watch list, assigning an A rating or potential first-round selection on eight different WHL players. Portland's Paul Bittner is one of them. I spoke with a big power forward out of Crookston, Minnesota. Paul, I know it's been a bit of a slow start, but you've been playing more with Oliver Bjorkstrand and Nick Petan, and I'm sure that'll definitely pad those numbers a little bit. But break down the start to the season here, 20 games in.
We started off a little bit slow. You know, a lot of guys were gone. Then coming back, it kind of, you know, it's hard to get those guys into our system, you know, coming from the pro teams and whatnot. But, you know, I feel like the boys have settled down here a little bit after we beat Kelowna in that overtime game and gained some confidence over that. And, you know, now we're starting to roll. You know, we're starting to click, you know, more and more. And I was out the past 2 weeks with an ankle injury and came back two games ago against Everett and was moved up on the line with Nick and Oliver, and it's great to play with those guys. You know, two pretty good guys in the league, and it's fun to play with them.
Paul, this is your draft season. How much pressure are you putting on yourself to have a good year? You've been in this league since 16, so everyone knows about you, but trying to put it all together for draft day, what's it been like as far as preparing for that?
I just want to play the same game, you know, every night in, night out. You know, I want to start by playing consistent, and you know, as staying the course is what our coach, our head coach, Jamie says, and, you know, points will come. So I'm not too worried about that or much about pressure or anything like that. You know, I just got to stay the course, you know, create space for those guys on my line and create scoring opportunities for myself and them, and points will come.
You're one of 14 Americans on this team. You do the route from Minnesota, not going the college route, but choosing the Western Hockey League. That decision for you, what led to that, and how's it worked out for you?
Well, it was a long thought process between my parents and I and my brothers, and you know, it was long and it was very thought out. But you know, all in all, we thought it was just the best decision for me at the time. And you know, it obviously has been unwavering for me. I love it out here. I love the league. I love Western Canada, and you know, the team is great. The guys on the team are great, and you know, I couldn't be happier with the decision I made.
Well, Paul, we look forward to the rest of your season here. Thanks for spending some time here on WHL This Week.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chenault Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Curtis Lazar had a fun homecoming back to Edmonton last week with his new team, the Ottawa Senators. A voice of the Edmonton Oil Kings, Corey Graham, caught up with the NHL rookie.
It was special. Walking in there, I mean, the smile just kept on growing on my face, and to walk in that dressing room again and see all the familiar faces, it was good. I mean, I've been through a lot lately, but I wouldn't be where I am today with the support of the Oil Kings organization.
This trip for you, I mean, this must have been one you've been looking forward to a while, going to Vancouver, coming here to Edmonton.
I mean, getting that 9-game threshold was definitely a big goal of mine, and then getting past that is coming home and playing Vancouver, Edmonton, Calgary would have been pretty cool, and getting to play in Vancouver there with all my family in attendance, it was special. I mean, as a Canucks fan growing up, and I thought I played a pretty solid game, and again, being in Edmonton, I mean, playing on the ice that I called home for 3 years, and seeing that Memorial Cup banner in the rafters too is going to be pretty special.
You came to Oil Kings training camp. I mean, you were full bore here, and then you went off to Ottawa. What's it been? It must be like a whirlwind for you the last month and a half, 2 months.
It has been, and the way I look at it is my training camp, it's kind of just wrapped up. I mean, it's the longest training camp of my life, you know, going through all those games. But in saying that, I mean, I could always get sent back any given day. I mean, that's always in the back of your mind. I know I'm capable of playing at the NHL level, and it's up to me just to keep on improving each and every day. I got great guidance from the Senators organization, and I'm really happy with that, what I've been able to do so far in my NHL career.
I know watching that first game you played against Nashville, it seemed like your first shift, it was like, okay, this kid's not coming back. He was flying out there, he slammed his stick down on the ice waiting for the pass. How much energy did you have that first night?
I had a lot, and I mean, the nerves are one thing, but I was also excited because you work so hard to put yourself in that position, and finally said, I can start my NHL career, and I know there are going to be some growing pains. I've had some pretty, mistakes that have happened and whatnot. I mean, they're growing pains, but that's going to happen. I mean, I'm a teenager playing in a men's league right now, and just it's what I learned from those mistakes that really matters. And getting past that 9-game mark, it's really allowed me to sort of relax a little bit more and play my game. And, you know, important points are going to come when I develop that confidence. But I'm very happy with how I've been able to handle my role so far this season.
I guess lastly, wrapping up your junior career the way you did, the overtime goal and triple overtime, Memorial Cup championship, it probably couldn't have ended any better.
It couldn't. I mean, what the Oil Kings have been able to do over the past 3 years, it's indescribable. I mean, 2 WHL championships and Memorial Cup, I mean, doesn't get any better than that. And to come back here, I mean, the Oil Kings are always close to my heart. I'm always keeping tabs on them and watching the boys and trying to do my part and help them get to that point again.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Ledetti's WHL Player of the Week is Kootenay Ice forward Sam Reinhardt. Reinhardt has just lit it up since his return from the NHL's Buffalo Sabres and has turned around his team's fortunes. Reinhardt netted 7 points, including a goal and 6 assists, and was also +4 in a pair of Kootenay Ice victories. They are called the Mo Officials, a group of WHL officials and some colleagues, as they are helping raise money and awareness for men's health. It is Movember, and the Mo Officials have raised $200,000 towards the cause over the years. I spoke with team captain Justin Hull.
Yeah, we're just into our 5th year of raising money and awareness for men's health. We started in 2010 and kind of threw the team together on a whim, and it's just kind of caught wildfire from there.
You know, it's all for a great cause, but you guys have found the unique ability here to really have a lot of fun with this. I'm sure being part of this group and some of the antics you guys have and T-shirts and things like that, you guys have a lot of fun putting this together.
Oh, we have tons of fun. We have this year we've had hosted 3 fundraising events, one in Victoria, one in Vancouver, and another in Regina. And these are just evenings where friends and family can come out and participate in an evening with all the guys. We have raffle prizes. Tons of community support has been given to us for these events. And then we're also doing, like you said, we're doing merchandise, T-shirts and hats, and just all this types of stuff that people love to buy and collect and have for being a part of our team.
And you guys, again, are right near the top of top groups in Canada, and you're competing against, like, oil companies, big banks, and you guys are holding your own again this year, it looks like.
Yeah, somehow we just managed to hang in there. I think last night, overnight, we leapfrogged the Montreal Canadiens into, I think we're very close to the top 10 of all teams in Canada. So year in and year out, we're right there with, like you said, some big companies that have some big, deep pocket support, but our grassroots group of guys manages to stay right there year in and year out.
Yeah, in my travels, I've seen some Mo's on some of the guys around the league, some of the referees. Who's leading the charge there? Who has maybe the best look so far here this month?
Well, I saw a few last night at the party. Ryan Gibbons, who's a linesman out of Vancouver, has an amazing stash, and Nathan Van Oosten, who's another linesman. I think he might have cheated. He's been waxing the corners of his stash, so I don't know if he actually followed the Movember rules and shaved on Movember 1st. He might have been starting this from a little earlier in the year, but regardless, it's like I said, it's changing the face of men's health, and it's a great look. So Nathan Van Oosten, I have to give props for the best stash so far that I've seen.
That's great. Justin, there is still time to get donations in. People listening to this that want to support the Mo Officials online, how do people get involved and pledge their support?
Absolutely. Head over to the Movember website, ca.movember.com, and when you get there, there's a little donation sign in the top right. Type in the Mo Officials. Our team will pop right up. You can pick your favorite referee or linesman, and throw some money down and support our efforts this year.
Hey, great job with this, Justin, as in every year. Appreciate your time, and best of luck as you close out Movember here with the Mo Officials. Thanks a lot for being part of WHL this week.
Thanks, John.
Hey, that's the show this week. Want to say special thanks to our guests, as well as thanks to Corey Graham at Edmondson for his help. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.